Welcome to the Deep Dive. We sift through, well, a whole stack of sources, ancient texts, modern thinking, all sorts, to bring you the core insights you really need. Today, we're jumping into a concept that maybe on the surface sounds a bit lonely, a bit downbeat, but our sources show it's really not like that at all. We're exploring this deep worldview from Psalm 119.119. You know the one? I'm a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. It's more than just an old verse, right? It feels like a key to a really different, maybe even liberating way of looking at life.
It really is fascinating because when you look at that verse through, say, philosophy or even psychology, it just captures this very specific way of seeing things. And like you said, it's not about feeling alone or isolated. It's more about this this clarity you get, clarity that comes when you really accept that life here on earth, it's temporary. It's a journey, not, you know, the final destination. So this deep dive, we're aiming to unpack how embracing that transient nature can actually lead to a real sense of purpose, a different kind of belonging even.
Exactly. So our mission today really is to get under the skin of what it means to live like a stranger or maybe a pilgrim. We want to move past that loneliness idea and into this state of what sources call spiritual detachment, which isn't indifference, right? It's more like freeing up your focus, pointing it towards things that last. And we'll look at why from this angle. Commands or principles aren't restrictions, but they're like this essential map people actively seek out.
Yeah, a map for navigating a world that, let's face it, often feels pretty confusing. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, you start to see how this perspective echoes across different cultures, different belief systems. It offers some really powerful tools for handling challenges. Ultimately, yeah, we hope to give you a fresh lens. A way to maybe look at your own purpose, rethink your priorities, and figure out what really holds value in this, you know, constantly shifting world.
Okay, so let's dive right in. This whole idea of life as a stranger.
Yeah.
When the psalmist says, I am a stranger on earth, I think the first reaction for many is, oh, that sounds like being an outcast or alone. But looking through our sources, everything from ancient Stoics to modern spiritual writers, it's clear that's not really it. It's about a really big shift in how you see things.
Mm-hmm. It's recognizing fundamentally that we're pilgrims. We're just, you know, passing through. This isn't the permanent address. And that perspective, that sense of being a pilgrim, it encourages something many traditions call spiritual cleansing.
Spiritual cleansing. What does that mean practically?
Well, it's more than just, say, giving up stuff, material things. It's like an active clearing out of your inner world. It's about stepping back from that frantic chase after worldly stuff, fleeting worries, what some psychologists might call like cognitive clutter. And instead, you're trying to align yourself with deeper truths, things that last. You know, the story of Abraham in the Bible, Hebrews 11.10 says he was always looking for a city whose builder is God. That perfectly catches this ancient idea, right? A journey driven by this hope for something eternal.
So that brings up a question for you listening right now. It's something our sources keep pushing. How are you living today? Are you setting up shop like this earth is absolutely it, the final home? Or is there a bit of that pilgrim mindset? Preparing for something more, maybe tuning your inner compass for that longer journey.
And that naturally leads to the next big question, doesn't it? If you adopt this stranger view, if you accept things here are temporary, well, where do you find your bearings? How do you navigate? Which brings us right back to the psalm, do not hide your commands. There's a real urgency in that plea. You find it echoed across so many wisdom traditions.
There really is. Why is that the crucial request?
Yeah.
Not just back then, but even now, thinking existentially.
Because, well, the sources consistently frame divine commands, or you could say universal principles, as basically an essential map for strangers. Imagine trying to find your way in a totally unfamiliar place and the map keeps changing or there are no signs. It's like that. Life without some kind of reliable framework from this viewpoint is just confusing, disorienting, and maybe ultimately not very meaningful.
Right, like Psalm 119 again, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It's such a vivid image.
It is. And it's not just scripture. You see similar ideas elsewhere. Think about the Stoics, right? They talked about living according to nature, according to reason, or even modern mindfulness, which pushes for self-awareness as a guide. They all offer a kind of lamp, something to light the way. They all point towards a sort of inner cleansing, a way to clarify your path, figure out what truly matters when there's so much noise and uncertainty around.
So connecting this to today, then, all the uncertainty we face constantly, what does looking for this divine guidance or these universal principles, what does that actually give us?
Stability. I think that's the core of it. It offers a fixed point in a journey that feels anything but fixed. I mean, think about it. Earthly markers, trends, money, even our own ambitions, they can vanish overnight, can't they? So for someone living with this pilgrim perspective, divine guidance, or a commitment to lasting principles, it's like an anchor. It's something constant, something that doesn't shift with the tides of, human experience. It provides a foundation no matter what storms are swirling. That recentering, it builds incredible resilience.
And speaking of storms, let's ground this perspective in what's happening right now. Our sources really drive home how fragile things can be, how temporary. It makes that pilgrim idea feel less like ancient wisdom and more like, well, today's news cycle.
You see it constantly, don't you? Take natural disasters. We see them in the Caribbean, parts of the U.S. displacing thousands, often instantly. These events are just stark reminders, aren't they? How quickly our attachments to physical things can just be wiped away. Psychologists who study disaster recovery often talk about this response. People have a sudden reevaluation of what's truly important. It kind of forces that pilgrim awareness to the surface.
And wars, too. What we're seeing in Europe, the Middle East, it just underlines how unstable earthly kingdoms, human structures really are. It shows how fast things can change, how fragile peace is, how fleeting any sense of security based on the world can be.
And often the resilience you see in people facing that kind of horror, it comes from holding on to something internal, not external.
Right. And then there's the economy.
Yeah. Economic instability. It hits everywhere. Fortunes seem solid one minute, gone the next. It just exposes how shaky material wealth can be. You know, ancient thinkers like Seneca were saying this ages ago, don't get too attached to external stuff. Plus, the mental health crisis we see so widely today, it's another reminder, isn't it? Relying only on fleeting earthly hopes can lead straight to despair. Many approaches, spiritual and psychological, find that lasting peace, that real cleansing of despair. It only comes from focusing on something enduring, an eternal hope, or a deep inner purpose. So for people living this worldview, all these current events, they become these powerful, constant nudges. This earth is not my ultimate home.
And this is where it gets really powerful, I think, because it's not just theory. The sources give us these incredible real-world examples, testimonies. They make this pilgrim faith feel very real, very tangible.
Absolutely. Like, there's a story of a family in Brazil. They lost everything in floods, just devastating. But their response was incredible. They said, "We are strangers here, but God's word is our shelter." Their house was gone, but their real shelter, their guiding truth that remain. Resilience studies back this up, you know? Internal narrative, core values, they're tougher than circumstances.
Wow. Or think about a church in Kenya facing a terrible drought, just extreme hardship. And their practice was meditating daily on God's word, believing its commands were their compass through it all. And survivors in Trinidad after hurricanes saying similar things. We may be strangers, but his word is our foundation.
Yeah.
It's not just talk, is it? It's lived strength. It reminds me of that stoic ideal of inner fortitude.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have families in bunkers in Ukraine right now facing the absolute unthinkable. And they're holding on to texts like Psalm 119 as their light, finding direction there. Or even, you know, students in India dealing with immense academic pressure, societal expectations, reminding themselves that this life, these pressures, they're temporary. But God's word, or these deeper truths, they last forever. These are just potent examples of this worldview in action, how focusing on the enduring can totally reframe even intense daily struggle.
What really hits home are the personal stories, not just groups, but individuals whose lives were changed by this.
Yeah, like the account of a widow in Guyana. She found real peace after her husband died, by realizing his faith had made him a pilgrim too. It didn't erase the grief, obviously, but it reframed his death. Not an absolute end, but a transition moving to his true home. It gave her a different way to hope, to process.
That's powerful.
Or a believer in Nigeria. He'd been chasing wealth, like so many do. But he shifted. He started investing time memorizing scripture instead. Why? Because he saw that as an eternal treasure, something that couldn't be lost or devalued. Research on happiness actually suggests that kind of shift often leads to deeper, more lasting fulfillment than just chasing money.
And the refugee example you mentioned earlier, finding God's commands were their map in a totally new, unstable place.
Exactly. Amidst all that displacement, that uncertainty, having those principles gave an internal sense of direction, of belonging, when everything external was just gone or foreign. So what all these stories from all over really show is this. When people genuinely embrace living as strangers, whether through faith text or philosophical ideas, those chosen principles, that understanding is something lasting, that becomes their true home. It gives stability. It gives deep belonging.
Okay, so this is all fascinating, but what does it mean for you listening? How do you actually do this? Our sources they don't just talk concepts. They offer practical steps, things you can actually try to bring this stranger or pilgrim idea into your own life. Actionable stuff.
Right. One really concrete step, you see it in many devotional practices, but it also echoes things like modern mindfulness, is a daily reflection habit. Maybe start the day with just a simple thought or even a quiet prayer like, Lord, remind me I am a stranger here. Help cleanse me from worldly attachments. It just sets an intention, you know, realigns your focus away from the immediate, often temporary, worries towards what you've decided holds lasting value. It's not about denying yourself things, but choosing where your energy goes.
I like that. Another idea that comes up, kind of like journaling, is keeping a pilgrim journal.
Yeah, that's a great practical tool. The idea is each day, just note down one specific way you consciously chose an eternal value over a temporary one. Well, maybe you chose to spend real present time with someone you love instead of grinding out another hour of work. Or you consciously practiced patience when you felt really frustrated, focusing on inner calm instead of just reacting. It's about making it tangible. Tracking those small choices helps build that muscle, that habit of detachment from the immediate rush.
Okay. And the third one?
Community.
Yeah.
Sharing this. It's powerful, whether it's with your family, a close friend, maybe a small group. The idea is to share one command or principle, or maybe just an insight related to this that really shifted your perspective that week. Talking about it helps solidify it for you, right? Makes it stick. Plus, you get encouragement and learn from hearing how others are navigating it too. It makes the inner journey a bit less solitary.
So those are really clear steps. They take it from just an interesting idea to something you can actively practice, integrate into daily life. Makes it real. Now, we should probably address something that might come up. Does thinking of yourself as a stranger mean you just give up hope? Does it lead to resignation, feeling like nothing matters?
That's a really important question. And the sources are incredibly clear. Absolutely not. It's actually the opposite. It's not about hopelessness. It's about living with this deep, steady sense of expectancy.
Expectancy of what?
Of an ultimate destination, a true home. Many traditions speak about this. You know, the Christian scriptures paint this beautiful picture in John 14. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. It's presented not just as some vague idea, but as a real, welcoming, eternal place, a destination that gives the whole temporary journey profound meaning.
Okay, so wrapping up this section, that spiritual cleansing we talked about, seen through all these different lenses, it really comes from living with that eternal perspective. It's understanding that this earthly journey, yeah, it's temporary, it has challenges, but it's leading somewhere towards that promised heaven or that state of deep, lasting truth. A true home for the spirit. That changes everything, doesn't it?
It really does. So as we finish up this deep dive, the main thread, the core insight we've pulled from all these sources is how that sense of inner cleansing and getting clear direction in life, it comes from consciously embracing that identity as a pilgrim. Whether your framework is Psalm 119 or maybe Stoic ideas or even insights from psychology, the underlying message seems consistent. Recognizing your time here as transient can be incredibly transformative.
Yeah. So we'd encourage you, just consider how this might play out in your own life. Maybe just sit with that thought for a bit each day. I am a stranger on earth. See what comes up. Think about maybe shifting your focus, even slightly, from the stuff that fades possessions, anxieties towards principles that endure, whatever they are for you. And maybe, just maybe, you could even share some of this hope, this sense of enduring wisdom, with someone else this week. And here's a final thought to leave you with. How might really adopting this stranger perspective, the clear-eyed view of impermanence, balanced with a focus on what truly lasts, how might that actually transform your daily choices, your sense of purpose, especially in a world that feels so temporary, so uncertain, and often so demanding? Something to ponder.